Blog Talk Radio.
Market your business. We give you marketing tips every Monday morning.
People will laugh.
Giving it to you for free. We need to understand what you got. If the business is not first, because you're not going to the bacon store. You got to be hungry. You got to be into what you're doing. How to make your business profitable. Marketing. I'm going to give you 9 marketing tips today. Wow. Welcome, 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 welcome. BeThereMagazine.com. This is our radio show every Monday morning. It's called Motivational Mondays, empowering businesses to understand how to market their business. Marketing is one of the most important aspects of having a business. You have to have a business, and you have to market your business. Just having a business means absolutely nothing if no one knows about your business. If your business is not working or people does not know you have a business, then you really don't have a business. When they see you, they should be able to determine who you are and what your business is. Just by the mere fact that they see you, you should be marketing yourself and your business. Branding, brand yourself so people know what you do. If you're a shoe repairman, wear some kind of lapel on your, or a pin on your lapel that says a picture of a shoe. I'm a shoe repairman. I know a gentleman who's a designer. He's a tailor, and what he does to market his business, if he's out, I don't care if it's a black tie affair, what he has is a tape measure around his neck. So people will say, what's that tape measure for? I'm a tailor. I do designer tailoring of clothes. It opens up dialogue. It makes sure people know what he does, but they see that trademark, that tape around his collar, around his neck, hanging down in front of him. He's walking through a black tie affair at the caucus, but he is the only person who has a tape measure around his neck. You have to figure out what you can do to market yourself, to brand it yourself. Is it a lapel pin? Is it your business cards? Is it the way you carry yourself? Is it the demeanor of you? Who are you to people who see you? If you have a business, it should be recognizable. It's like if the golden arches. If you see those yellow golden arches, you know immediately it is McDonald's. You don't have to see the name McDonald's. You don't have to see the location of McDonald's. All you see is the golden arches. If you're driving down 95 and you look up and it's illuminated and you see these golden arches in the air, you know the next exit, there is a McDonald's. You know what it is, by the golden arches. People have to brand themselves and know who they are through what they are and what they do. So it's very important that you take the time to market yourself. Figure out the best way to market yourself. One of the ways you can market yourself is through Be There Magazine. Be There Magazine is Washington's premier online magazine. It will tell you where to go, who to call, how to get there, and what businesses to support. What do you need? We have the Be There Magazine directory now. You can click on the directory, go to the location, type in the word that you're looking for, and up will come businesses in that category. Your businesses need to be in the category of your choice, what your business represents, so people can find you through the Be There Magazine directory. You can also get what they call a display ad. You can put a display ad with a picture, with a link to your website. You can do a link, just a link itself, to link to your website. You can do a web page on Be There Magazine, an actual web page that will click to your web page. More information, more information, more information. The key to when you're selling something like real estate, or if you have a business, they say it's location, location, location. The location is the number one thing that's important if you're trying to have a business, a storefront business, where people can come into your store. The number one aspect of marketing your business is location, location, location. When it comes to online advertising, marketing your business online, it's more information, more information, more information. People have to have information. Information is power. If you don't understand the information, then you don't understand the power of information. I just recently got an iPhone. There's phones and phones and phones. The technology of the phone industry is tremendous. Everybody has a mobile phone. But there's phones and there's phones. What can you do with your mobile phone? Can you get information? The iPhone is powerful because of the information it can retrieve. There is an application for everything. You can pull the information out of the iPhone. It's the most powerful phone in the United States or the world today, because of the access to information. More information, more information, more information. We're going to talk today about marketing tips, tips that you can use to market your business immediately. We have a special guest coming on throughout the show. When he comes on, we're going to bring him up because he has something to talk about. His business deals with marketing and information and empowering you to see things through documentation, you know, documentaries. You're going to really, really like Skip when he comes up on the air, because he can empower you with information about product line and things that he do to make sure that the history of us never leaves. The last documentation he did was on Obama, was at the Black Caucus, but he also did one on James Brown, which was the timing was so perfect and so adamant, because when James Brown did leave us on from this earth, patient was there. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to come right back with some information about marketing. Welcome back. We're talking about marketing tips and how to market your business, and what businesses need today is adequate marketing. And these tips are going to help you. You can market anything, and I'm going to give you some tips on how my six-year-old marketed lemonade back in the day. We're talking about back in the 60s, you know, 70s, when people had lemonade stand, how they marketed, you know, how they actually, but you can use some of these tips of how my daughter marketed her lemonade stand and how you can market your business using some of these same tips. I mean, it's just all the same thing. It doesn't matter what you market, but if a six-year-old can market lemonade, I mean, she needed to buy some lemonade mix, some cups, all sort of things, but she had to be relentless on how to get this business going, and she wanted to go into business. She was hungry, and she was only 6 years old, but she wanted to be in business, so she wanted to have her first business to start up. She wanted to open up a lemonade stand, and what does it take to have a lemonade stand? You have to have a lot of money? No, you have to have some lemonade mix, some water, and some lemons, and then you can make lemonade, and you can start giving this business a start. You know, neighbors and friends and people want to taste that lemonade. If you just give people, how she started out initially was she made a pitcher of lemonade, and she gave a sample away. Gave a sample away. One of my advertisers is called Mrs. Charlotte's Crab Cakes. Mrs. Charlotte's Crab Cakes is located by the Minnesota Metro in D.C. She started out in Maryland, in Largo, Maryland. She had a little truck, which she cooked crab cakes in on the side of the road. But how she made her business work and how she marketed was she had a big sign. It said, free sample crab cake balls, free sample of crab cake balls. Person would drive up to the truck, and she would fry a crab meat ball, a crab ball. Made of crab meat, put it in a toothpick, and then she would give it to the customer, and he would taste it, or she would taste it. Once she bit into this crab ball, she would ask, how much does a crab cake cost? Because they wanted to buy a crab cake, because they tasted it. It tastes so good, they had to buy a crab cake sandwich. And once they bought the crab cake sandwich, they came back. She started out with a crab cake sandwich for $4, $3.99, just a basic crab cake sandwich. Then the crab cake had to be so popular, she went to a lump and a super lump. And now she's selling crab cake sandwiches for as much as $15. And it's going like that because people like the crab cakes. They love the crab cakes because it tastes good. My daughter started out giving lemonade away, a sample of the lemonade. Just put a little lemonade inside of a little small plastic cup and said, taste this. And once the people tasted it, they wanted to, it's a free sample. They said, here's a free sample. I want you to taste this lemonade. And it grew from there. But I want to give you these tips that you can do to market your business. The number one tip that you could do to market your business is give people something for free. they may feel obligated to return the favor. When you help someone, it creates a natural desire to return favor. A web designer provided helpful tips on their blog. I give out tips, free relationship tips, every single Saturday on my talk show, Relationship Talk. We give out free relationship tips. We give out free relationship readings. Free, but people in turn want to know about relationships to more in depth. They want to know about businesses. We give out marketing tips for free like we're doing today. And people want to know about the marketing tips. That way they can come to Be Their Magazine and they want to get their business marketed. We market ideas on Twitter, Facebook, free marketing tips every Monday on Facebook. It's doing so you build up trust and you develop relationships with potential clients. You have to do something like that to market your business. Give away something free. Number two, give potential customers a taste of your offerings. Like my daughter gave a taste of the lemonade. You have to give the taste of something that is marketable, something that you have that you're trying to market. Give the customer a taste of it. Offer them free templates or offer them something that you can offer them, a free stock, something that's free, a taste of it. You may just want to give them a taste of it. Like we do it all the time on Be There Magazine, which we spotlight different businesses. We may give a business a shout-out, you know, spotlight for the business individual. This business is an individual who does a great job at the Dollar, Family Dollar Store. We just give a shout-out. We offer the customer something free, a taste of it, so they can see it. Don't be afraid to network. Network. Network, 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 network. First thing my daughter did when she opened up her lemonade stand was she ran door to door. Every single neighbor told the neighbors that she has a lemonade stand. All the neighbors call other neighbors and to tell them about the lemonade stand. Both the who, you know, both people, neighbors, they all came. Some donated some cups and just to help her because they saw that she was doing something. Don't be afraid to tell friends and colleagues about your service. You never know who you may talk to that could be the next big client for you that day. I wear my business on my sleeve. If you see Russell, you see something that's going to be distributed to you. Business card, flyer, verbal information. What's going on? Where you at? Who are you? They have to know that you are there for business. If you're there for play, then you're there for play. But if you see me, I'm going to market something to you. I'm not going to be a pest about it. I'm not going to be overbearing. I'm not going to shove it down your throat, but you're going to know that it exists. The next big thing that's coming out right now is the Christmas party, December 3rd. Be There Magazine's annual Christmas party, a top shelf affair, top shelf men, top shelf women, top shelf businesses, men and women with top shelf mentality, people who want the best, people who are philanthropists, people who want to give back, people who want to make sure that they make a difference in this world, or does the world make a difference in them? We have to make sure that we know who we are. The blessed of us must help the rest of us until the rest of us become the blessed of us. Go to BeThereMagazine.com. Put in your email. Be part of the Christmas party that's coming up on December 3rd. Be there. But that's number four. Don't be afraid to tell neighbors, friends, colleagues, relatives, somebody about your business. Make sure your business is known. Make sure that you get to know about your business. Anyone who has a business right now can call up 347-637-1577. 347-637-1577. Give a shout out about a business. Let people know that you have a business. Always promote and network. We are the largest networking opportunities in the Washington metropolitan area. Be There Magazine is Washington's premier online magazine. We're there before the Post is there. We're there where the Post cannot go. If the Post is not there, Be There Magazine is there. Be there before the Post can get there. Come and join and be a part of the Be There family, the Be There marketing networking family. BeThereMagazine.com. Number five, do what you need to do to be seen. It's not just enough to put up a sign. My daughter's advertising consists of jumping up and down and screaming free lemonade at passing cars. Jumping up and down, free lemonade at the passing cars. Neighbors walking down the street. She's running up and down the block. Free lemonade, free lemonade. It may seem extreme, but it worked. How are you screaming about your business? How are you screaming about your business? Are you making sure people know that you have a business? Are you making sure that you are seen? If I walk into a room, I'm going to walk into a room. I'm going to walk all over the room. I'm going to walk down front. I'm going to walk in front of front. I'm going to make sure people see me. It's called being seen. If the worst can happen, somebody going to say, who is that person walking around? Who is he? Is he security? Is he in charge of something? Is he a member of this organization? Who is he? That's Russell, publisher of Be There Magazine. Somebody's going to whisper in the background, who knows you, who already been branded and know who you are. That's Russell. He has the magazine. When you come over to their table, you take the picture. You'll Be There Magazine. I'm branded, and I want to be seen. These are tips you can use immediately. Be persistent. The next thing is be persistent. Even though most of the cars passed my daughter by, she did not give up. Finally, after many attempts and many cars and many people didn't stop, they did stop. One of them did stop. At that point, one of them stopped, tasted lemonade, bought a lemonade. Then another one stopped. Once they saw some people standing in front of the lemonade stand, they said, what the heck is that over there? She doubled her income for that particular day. She got more and more customers, more and more customers. You have to be persistent in your marketing. Be persistent. Don't let this thing about marketing scare you. Be persistent. Be persistent. Be seen. Have some kind of marketing agenda. Network. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Make it extra. Put something extra in it. If you like my daughter just didn't make lemonade, she put an extra piece of mint in it, a little mint leaf. Made it a little extra. Somebody likes a little extra sugar, put some extra sugar in it. Tell the friends, wow, I had some lemonade, but it had a little extra mint in it. A piece of leaf mint was in it. Wasn't just a lemonade, it had a piece of mint in it. Something extra. Give someone something extra always when you're talking about promoting your business. Be There Magazine always gives extra. If you bought a display ad, you may get a listing. If you bought a listing and a display, you may get an opportunity to be on a talk show. You're going to get something extra, extra when you advertise or promote your business with Be There Magazine. You may be invited to an affair where you can meet extra people to promote your business. We're going to do the work for you. We're going to make sure that we're seen, we're known, so you can be known. You can be known. We're going to share our expertise, our information with you so you can be seen and you can be known. Be There Magazine does that. Those are just a few tips. We're going to come up with another tips. We got a few more tips to give you, and we want to be able to empower you today. We'll be right back.
Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money. People want money. They want money. Everybody wants money. They want to know how to get money. They want their business to be successful to make money. But money will come if you are successful at marketing your business. There's millions and millions of clientele that want your business. You have to decide whether or not you have the marketing tools to get the money from the clientele, from the people who want your business. You have to decide that. You have to decide whether or not you need the marketing tools. How are you going to market your business? How are you going to be known? How are you going to be seen? These tips that I'm giving you this morning will help you market your business. We're talking about how my daughter marketed a lemonade stand and how it became successful, and the tips that we gave out prior to the break was she, number one, gave something free to people. She made them feel extra special. She networked. She told everybody about it. She made herself seen, and she's persistent. We're going to talk about some more tips, but before we do that, we've got another caller on the air. Caller, you on the air. Caller, you on 773? You on the air. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. Caller, you on the air. Air code 773. Air code 301-773. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Call. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. This is Marcia Foster.
Marcia. Marcia.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Marcia before Marcia tells you about herself. Now, when you're talking about marketing and you're talking about making sure that your business is what your business should be, Marcia is a natural because Marcia has a quality for a business that everyone needs to have in their business. She has the passion for her business. If you have a business and people can't see the passion of your business or that you're not passionate about your business, then people won't get passionate about your business either because they can see that you're not passionate about it. Marcia, not only is she a business person and she has a business, but she's also a people person. But she has a business that deals with some kind of outlet for everybody who needs to relax, who needs to interact with other people. It's called hand dancing. And in hand dancing in the Washington metropolitan area is phenomenal activity that millions of people are involved in. However, there's no actual basis of a persistence of a place or an opportunity on the internet, World Wide Web, where these people could come and share information and know about hand dancing. Marcia Foster has created that. Marcia, tell us about your organization.
Okay, I have a website, who's who in handdancing.com. But before I tell you about that, I couldn't have done any of that stuff without Russell. And it's a website where I tell stories about people who are associated with the hand dance in the hand dance community. And it's been up a week, and about 399 people have looked at it already, visited already. But I want to get back to Russell. Russell is excellent at this. I had a competition and some of the people decided to boycott me Russell was right there to help me go through it, how to reinvent myself so that I could, you know, go on and continue. So, you know, I have to give it right on back to Russell.
Well, this is what Be There Magazine and the idea of marketing and advertising and networking is all about. It's about empowering people, businesses, with information to empower themselves. Like I said earlier, the blessed of us must help the rest of us until the rest of us become the blessed of us. We need to reach back and help one and teach one and make sure that people know. When I met Marcia, she knew hand dancing upside down, one side of the other. I was not a hand dancer. I'm not a hand dancer today, but my hand dancing abilities and anything I know about hand dancing came through Marcia because I went through a hand dancing class. She embraced me, a two left-footed individual. She took me in and she showed me how to least learn the steps of hand dancing. And today I can go into a hand dance community where before I was on the side of the road or the side of the wall or the side of the building. I can now walk in and do the six count, and I can market myself in the hand dance arena with a little bit more aspect or a little bit more inlay to what hand dancing is about. Marcia has spotlighted people in the hand dance community with her eye on the hand dancer that was part of the Washington Business Guide. Now she has who's who in the hand dancing community. She can determine and tell you who is who. She can let you know what's going on, what these people are about, what they're doing, what their activities are. So you have to know where to go, who to call, how to get there. Hand dancing is a phenomenal, phenomenal gender in this area. But now you can go to Who's Who in Hand Dance Community, the website, and find out about hand dancing. It will be on BeThereMagazine.com. There will be a link on BeThereMagazine.com where you can click on it and go right to Who's Who Hand Dancing. Hand dancing will never, ever leave the Washington metropolitan area. What's going to happen is it's going to be made better and better by people like Marcia, who is giving out information which they can refer to over and over again. I'm going to let you stay on the line, Marcia, because I'm going to talk about another tip on how to market your business, how to market hand dancing, Who's Who in Hand Dance Community. We talked earlier about things to do. We gave out six tips. We're going to give out this a couple of more tips where build anticipation. Another tip is called build anticipation. We're talking about my daughter when she had a lemonade stand. Lemonade stand, she built anticipation. My daughter's first husband knew about the project, but was soon. She didn't know when it was going to open. She didn't know how it was going to be launched, when the website was going to be up, and all this type of stuff. There was no website back then, but she didn't know anything about that. People didn't know it, but she kept dropping hints, and she showed people different pictures of lemonade. She built up an anticipation. So like your website's about to come out, you want to build up some kind of participation, anticipation. Website's already there, but now they want to know how to get to it. So you go and find some kind of thing to build up anticipation about your business. It's a number 7 tip, but you want to build anticipation. A number 8 tip is find good partners. That's what I do. I find good partners in business, people to network with, people to market. At the Christmas party coming up, not only do we have the world's best host, which is Gina. Gina is the host of the hostesses. She got the award last year. At the Christmas party last year, but she's now Be There Magazine's official host of all of our events. She's the host. She will host the event and make sure that the event is being hosted by people. We're also adding something new to this event called the Be There Greeters. The Be There Greeters, these are partners that will greet you when they come in. So you can be part of the Be There Greeters. You can meet the Be There Greeters. So find yourself good partners, someone that can make sure that they can partner up with you and do something good for your business. Marcia, give me an idea of a good partner to partner up with, somebody that can bring something that's good to your organization to partner up with.
You?
Oh, without a doubt, I'm going to be one of your one of your best partners because I want you to be successful, and I want the hand dancing, the who's who in the hand dance community to be successful.
Right.
The hand dancing. It's something that needs to be known and talked about. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that when I think of partnership, all of the people that I write the story about or the article on, I feel like they're my partners mm-hmm. at that particular time. Like if I do a story, you know, let's say on you, and, you know, I didn't know you that good or anything. Well, when we interview, we're like partners. You know, you're sharing information with me, and I'm sharing what you're saying to the world.
That's a great concept because an interview is one of the best ways to not only empower and inform readers of who this individual is, but it's a great opportunity for the individual who you're interviewing to inform you who they really are, because you may have seen them out, you may know them, but you have not had the opportunity to sit down and interview them and to get the depth of who they really are. Sometimes people don't find out who they are or who people are until the funeral, and they read the obituary. Mm. You follow what I'm saying? And you say, yeah. Wow, I didn't know this guy had 40 years in the government. I didn't know he was the deacon of his church. I didn't know he had 10 grandchildren, because you never personally interviewed him while he was walking on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something that is so positive because these are hand-dance people who are in the community, been hand-dancing for years, and now they're going to have the opportunity to sit out and be interviewed by Marcia Foster, who's who in the hand dancer community, and you're going to ask them key questions, and you're going to interview them, and they're going to have an opportunity to share
mm-hmm.
who they are
mm-hmm.
in the hand dance community. That's why it's going to be such a prevalent website. You can go there every week. How often will the who's who articles be printed? How often will you interview somebody, and what these articles will come out? How often will they come out?
Well, my first thought was like every month, but I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm just thinking every month, and maybe I would put more on, you know, monthly. Like right now, I just have three, you know, but maybe I would put six on, you know, and just have it there every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm just thinking. I haven't really decided yet.
Okay, that's
but because it takes a lot to interview and then do a draft and then to do a final and then to publish it.
Right, it takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It takes
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is exceptional. Give us an idea how the hand dance community came about and how it's grown to where it's grown today.
Well, I'm a Washingtonian and we hand danced when we were in school. I really remember it when I was in high school because we had Tina Rama and we just learned the dance and just danced the dance, and then it kind of got lost in like when I was maybe when I was about 20, and then of course, you know, the freestyle came out. And then that was just a party in itself, and it was a good party. And then hand dancing came back out in the 90s, and it's been going strong since then. Mm-hmm.
How did it come back out? What brought it back out?
Well, according to some of the people, you know, like Leroy, who has always hand danced, you know, he, you know, I believe they were still doing it at the Chateau. And, you know, he just, you know, he never lost it. I mean, he was always hand dancing, but I don't know. I guess people just kind of got into other things, and some people just
that Chateau is a melting pot for hand dancers, isn't it?
Yeah. Mhm.
It's a melting pot for hand dancers. I mean, people
right.
still hand dance there forever.
Right.
And then how did the hand dancing classes come about?
Well, everybody started teaching, you know, their own. They, you know, they have a Brad does his little smooth and easy, and Leroy does his, because from what I understand, the two of them were really into it, you know, and other people were into it in D.C., but they were really into it, and everybody started their class, and everybody else just kind of followed through and started teaching it because it became so popular. You know, it's just in the D.C.
So where's hand dancing at today? Where do you think hand dancing is today?
Well, today it's in D.C. it's it's pretty big. It's not just in the black community, but the white community has hand dancing also. And but it's all over. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in Virginia, it's in Maryland, it's in Baltimore, it's in D.C. And it's spread out to different other states, but they don't call it hand dance. They call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
And
they call it what? A swing dance, and they call
it. There's a story that it came from the swing dance. You know, like I think our parents did the jitterbug,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're doing, only just the slow version.
In Philadelphia, we had a dance, but it was not called the hand dance. It was called
mm-hmm.
bop.
Yeah, the
Philly
bop.
Bop. The
yeah.
Philly bop was when I first came to D.C. in 1972, and I was not really introduced to a hand dancing activity until I went down to Hogate's on a Tuesday, and there was 500 people down there hand dancing. Hand dancing did not elude me, but I saw the hand dancing, and it eluded me to start Russell's News. I wanted to give information to 500 people or more because my gift is providing information.
Mm-hmm.
However, I saw hand dance, but I thought it was the bop because that's what we did in Philly. Philly was known for the bop and the cha-cha.
Right.
Cha-cha was a big to-do in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
When you were young, you learned to cha-cha. And
mm-hmm.
if you learned to cha-cha, I mean, there were steps and moves and things in cha-cha. People in Philadelphia cha-cha like people in hand dance, like people in D.C. hand dance. And
mm-hmm.
then you had the Philly bop. And then you had an opportunity to go to the Blue Lights in the Basement and Slow Drag. And those were the three
mm-hmm.
dances that was big in Philadelphia, cha-cha, bop, and slow drag.
Mm-hmm.
All this other stuff was not – then you had the jerk, and you had the slide, and you had the monkey, you know, it's monkey time, and, you know, different dances people came up with. But for the basic dances in Philadelphia, it was cha-cha, bop, and slow drag.
Mm-hmm.
In this town here, it's hand dancing is a entity in itself. Whereas if you get into the hand dance community, I always use the analogy, if you get in, you can't get out. You have to be drug out. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It's a feeling, it's a thing that people do up until they 90.
Mm-hmm.
I mean I saw there was a gentleman that I knew in the hand dance community. He was dancing to the fullest. He went blind, lost his eyesight. When he got his eyesight, he had no longer had eyesight. Once he learned the basics of him adjusting to his no sight, he came back into the hand dancing and danced blind. He could know who he was dancing with by the sound of their voice or by the feel of their hand,
mm-hmm.
but he hand danced with no eyes, blind. That's the
mm-hmm.
power of hand dancing. People have lost their foot. They come back with the false foot
mm-hmm.
and still hand dance. It's just that deep. People have went to jail. Years in jail, 10 years in jail, come back out, walk into the chateau like they never left, put their hand out at a table, pull a woman up, and hand dance like they never was in jail.
Wow.
It's just that type of hand dancing has that kind of power in this town. You're
mm-hmm.
all equal. If you go into the chateau, I don't care whether you're a GS-11 or a GS-15 or you're the president of your company, the CEO, or you're a billionaire. Once you walk in the chateau, walk by that glass window, put your $6 in, come to the front door, they frisk you down, open the second door, you walk in, you are now just like the person on welfare. You are just as equal as them. Doesn't matter what you are, because now you're in the chateau, and the equal equilibrium is the hand dancer. A person who is a drug addict could put their hand out and dance with a woman who is a GS-15 with a Bentley parked in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
In the chateau, it's all the same. That's the power
right.
of hand dancing. It's a unity of what people are through hand dancing, and that's what it's about. Hand dancing is a community aspect, I would say, feature of D.C. You now are bringing the idea of who's who in hand dancing. You can spotlight everybody. You know, I remember when I had Russell's News, and Russell's News was the epitome of letting people know where to go, who to call, how to get there, and spotlighting people. The first person I spotlighted that was just a person coming out was a lady named Little Janice. Never forget, as long as I live. When I put Little Janice in the Russell's News and handed it out throughout the chateau, people looked at Little Janice in a different light because she was featured in the Russell's News. You're going to be able to do that same concept through Who's Who in hand dancing community. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Right.
Very
much. We're looking forward to. We're looking forward for you spotlighting people, letting people know who's who in the hand dance community. And any type of marketing tip that I can give you, that I can enhance you through marketing tips throughout our Motivational Mondays. This is called Motivational Mondays, marketing tips to enhance your business or individuals in the Washington metropolitan area. And people don't know how to market. They have a business, but they don't know how to market the business. They're not willing to invest in their business in advertising and marketing and networking. The last thing we're going to talk about is advising your popularity. Advertise your popularity. Marcia, you are popular.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows you. So you have to advertise your popularity.
Mm-hmm.
When my daughter had the lemonade stand, she started advertising her popularity.
Mm-hmm.
She made comments, and people got flyers, and they got information about who she is. She's the lemonade lady, the lemonade mm-hmm. little girl. Who is you? That's the lemonade little girl. She sells lemonade. Start bragging about yourself. Do a little bragging. People don't want to brag about themselves enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you state the high enough things that you want to talk about your business. Brag about a little bit. We have the best lemonade in the whole wide world. When I talk about Be There Magazine, I say it's Washington's premier online magazine. Concierge, convention center, people know where to go through Be There Magazine. We're the only premier online magazine to tell you where to go, who to call, how to get there. There's things on Be There Magazine that's nowhere else. We are Be There before the post is there. You can read the Washington Post online or actual Washington Post paper in your hand, but you won't see things in the Washington Post that's on Be There, because Be There is there before the post is there. That's how you have to brag about your business. When it comes to the hand dancing community, who's who, you're going to let people know who's who in that community, but where to go, what happened that day before, what happened last night at the hand dance community, what happened the weekend, what, you know, articles, people are going to write you stuff. You're going to have all that in who's who in the hand dance community, and it becomes something that you have to brag about. So people want to know how about your business can benefit them. In closing, we're going to talk about this. I'm going to go over these 9 things again so we can make sure that people know how to market their business. And the first thing we talked about was, and write these things down so you have them, so you know what you got, so you can market your business. The first thing that we talked about was to give people something for free. We talked about give people something for free so they feel obligated to return the favor. If you give out free samples, people give free samples of their business all the time. You may get something in your mailbox, a free sample, because people like free stuff. So in any case, if the hand dance community, you can give out some kind of free advice, a free hand dancing tip, or how to approach someone for a hand dancing dance, something free. You know, that's what you need to do. Any business needs to give out something free so a person can feel obligated to return the favor. Second thing, give potential customers a taste of what you're offering. My daughter, she gave a taste of the lemonade. She gave them the taste of the lemonade by offering them a free taste. So she killed two of those things in the first thing, offering something free and giving them a taste of it. So you got to figure out what could you give a taste of in your business to market your business. Make it extra special. Put something extra in the thing you're offering. Like with Be There Magazine, we're going to offer you something extra. If you buy an ad, you may get an extra listing, or you may get an extra opportunity to come on, like you come on a talk show today. You're going to give an opportunity to come on this talk show. This talk show is now being aired live worldwide on the internet. But after the show is over, it will be in the archives on Be There Magazine. You can click it and hear it anytime you want. But also, you can put it in your email and email it to anybody that you want to email it to, because they can hear the interview, hear you on the talk show. It's something that's powerful. It makes the person feel like they got something extra. Networking is the last one. next one is called networking. You want to network as much as you can. Tell your neighbors, your friends, everybody that you know about your business. Be There Magazine is going to provide activities, events for you to come in and network your business, 200-300 people where you'll be spotlighted. Marcia will be a special guest at the Christmas party December 3rd. All the listeners that are listening right now, if you don't know Marcia, once you visit her website, Who's Who in the Hand Dance Community, you will be able to see her up close and personal on December 3rd at the Be There Magazine annual Christmas party. Top, top, top shelf affair. Top shelf people, top shelf businesses, top shelf mentality. You'll see Marcia, who is top shelf in hand dancing. Don't miss an opportunity to meet her in person. Number five, do what you need to be seen. If you got my daughter jumped up and down with a sign in front of the lemonade stand, lemonade, lemonade, ran up and down the block. Lemonade, lemonade, may be extreme, but she was seen and people started buying lemonade. Be persistent. Always talk about your business. No matter where you go, wear it on your sleeve. Who are you? I'm Marcia, the hand dancing individual who is informative and disseminates information about hand dances. I'm who's in the hand dance community website. Build anticipation, find good partners, and last but not least, advertise your popularity. Marcia, does that kind of make sense?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, these are ways you can market and advertise your business. Advertising and marketing is so important. Do you have any closing statements that you want to talk about before we close this out?
I want to interview you.
Oh, I'll be definitely interviewed by you. It's an honor to be interviewed by you.
Okay.
It's an honor that I met you. You come into people's lives for a reason, and I touch thousands of people's lives because I believe that the name of the game for me is dissemination of information.
Mm-hmm.
I am versatile. I can go from the outhouse to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I am, I'm going to be Russell. I'm going to let people know that's Russell. I'm already branded. If they see me, they say, that's Russell. He has the magazine. He had the boutique. He's a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He is Russell. Very few people just know are known by first name. You got Beyonce, Cher. Different people, when you say their name, they know who they are. If you say Russell, people know who I am. Took me 30 years to brand myself like that. When you say Marcia, people know it's hand dancing. They know that you are the hand dancing queen. They know that you are someone who lives, eats, sleeps, hand dance. Many people hand dance, and many people go out to hand dancing activities, but nobody is more passionate than you are. And I learned your passion and your tenacity and the way that you basically was engulfed in hand dancing when you called me for the competition. When I walked into the hotel and saw the dance floor, I saw the money, the aspiration, the who of the depth of what you put into this. You became, to me, the poster child for hand dancing. Because no individual, and let's be clear on this, would have put on an event to that extent by themselves, with their own capital, if they were not sincere and passionate about their craft. And anyone in the hand dance community that had the pleasure of being there or heard about it or had the pleasure of seeing you now and can touch you and talk to you about hand dance have to realize that they are shaking the hand of a woman who is dedicated to the craft, to the business, to the hand dancing community. You're not just talking that, you're walking the walk. You're talking the talk, walking the walk, and you're doing the work that needs to be done. And with hand dancing, who's who in the hand dancing community, this is a opportunity to grow even further to know Marcina. So I encourage you to go to www.handdancing, who's who in hand dancing, www.who'swhoinhanddancing.com. Say what, anything else you want to say?
Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you. And we're going to see you soon. I'm going to be with you tomorrow. Give a shout-out tomorrow. What's happening tomorrow?
Yeah, Shorté is the manager at the Eclipse on Bladensburg Road, and she's having a free birthday party tomorrow. So everybody, come on by.
Come on by, and you get a chance to see Marcia. She'll have business cards there. You'll get a chance to meet her up close and personal tomorrow at the Eclipse. The Eclipse was one of the first awards that we gave out as Russell's News. We made in 1995. We put the Eclipse on the map as the Hand Dancing Nightclub of the Year. The award was given by Russell's News. Back in the day, so we're familiar with the Eclipse. I'm familiar with the hand dance community because I was a part of it. I understood it. I made sure that people got known in the hand dance community. I personally promoted and networked businesses in the hand dance community, and we're going to continue to do it.
That's right.
Because it's our job. It's our job. It's my job to make sure that people are known. It's my job to make sure businesses are successful. Without our businesses, we have nothing. Nothing. And today is the day that we need to start. No matter what happens right now, you see the opportunity now where we are going to promote every Monday. This is Motivational Mondays, empowering businesses with marketing tips. Those 9 marketing tips that I shared with you this morning is tips that you can use forever to market your business. Don't hesitate to go to BeThereMagazine.com and get relationship tips every week. Every day we send out relationship tips to individuals through our email. If you sign up to be a member, you become part of the Motivational Mondays, the marketing tips that come to you free. Every single day you get a marketing tip that can tell you something about your business. You can go to Be There Magazine, click on the business page, find out information about marketing your business. The blogs are there. You can get the articles about marketing your business. So we're here to help you. We make sure that your business succeeds. We're not just an advertising company. We're beyond advertising. We give more. We do more. The name of the business aspect of marketing is more business, more business, more business. More information, more information, more information. When it comes to real estate, it's location, location, location. When it comes to marketing, advertising, it's more information, more information, more information. I'm so glad that you came on, Marcia, because this is a kickoff for you. There's more to come. You'll be a guest on our show many, many times. You'll be able to hear this show. You'll be able to market the show. You'll be able to market yourself. You're now an official partner with BeThereMagazine.com. Who's who in the hand dance community will be promoted, and there will be exclusively the only hand dancing website. You can only get it on BeThereMagazine.com. She's going to be the official hand dancing website for Be There Magazine. You heard it first. This is Russell Price Jr. We're going to see you next Monday. And the name is Money, 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 Money. Somebody wants it. How can you get it? Where can you get it? Market yourself. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
BeThereMagazine.com. This is Motivational Monday. See you next Monday.